All right, we'll call our meeting to order. Stan will pray and then have the pledge. Pray with me. Father, we stop before you and thank you for your love and your help in our lives. We thank you for the opportunity you've given us to serve today in this county and ask God for wisdom that you'd guide us in what we're thinking, what we're doing, what we're saying. That we might benefit the people that live here. Lord, we also pray for those that serve us, thinking of our military and those in emergency services that serve us day in and day out and often don't think about them. We thank you for them, God, and we pray your protection about them today. Be with all those that are in leadership in our nation and our state. Guide them, Lord. We need your help. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Ready for minutes, February 1st and 2nd.
Motion to approve 2-1 and 2-2 minutes.
Second.
You have any?
Yeah, I've got on the second, our last work there on the Aegis, that last paragraph. I wonder if we ought to work on the wording on it.
Okay.
It's not, I mean, it's, the main thing is clear that we approved additional contract, $7,000.
$7,000.
$7,000, what did I say?
Hours.
That wouldn't be good.
No, that would be bad.
Anyway, it just didn't read too clear.
You want to table that until you work on it?
No, just y'all look at it. It's not a big thing.
Okay.
The main thing's there, so I'm happy with it.
All right.
Any other questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Are we going to pull accounts payable? Are we going to pull that one invoice, the inspector?
I don't think so. I got to visit with Rick.
Okay.
And it's contract. It's,
right.
We've had it in there before. And Joanna said they fill out a 1099 form, so they take responsibility evidently of overtime or anything.
Because it's a fixed price, correct?
So, okay. Rick's comfortable with it, and I think the 1099 is
right.
So,
if it's contract labor, why is it listed hourly?
You can't contract people hourly, you know that.
Right.
I know, but what the way it's listed, and some confusion that we've had in the past on that. Okay, I guess probably would be, could we ask that they bill us in a different form?
You could ask them to just bill us a number of hours and not show the data, but I don't know that makes sense.
Because it's a fixed price, is it not?
Yes.
So, but we can.
I left a message for Sue T to call me on it.
Okay.
So, if we learn anything.
When you write days and hours and they're different hours, that after some of the issues that we've dealt with in the past, I just have a little concern about that, and I wish they would bill us in a different form.
I can understand what you're saying. I don't know if there's any problem with your contract rate. You don't tell them when to go to work. You don't tell them where to go to work. You don't tell them what job they're in. So we're not an employer. Therefore, not held at the FLSA.
Okay. Okay. With that, motion to approve accounts payable.
You want to include transfer?
Oh, yeah, transfer. Journals, I'm sorry. Yeah, journal entries and transfers.
Okay.
There was something else in there.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Public comment.
There's
none. Huh. You want to get them to say something? That we're, I don't know how to handle it.
Okay.
Art's got something to say.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody that
tried to help me get my chauffeur's license renewed. I went over and got my to get them renewed. I've had a chauffeur's license for 35 years. I went over and put my license down. She took it. She said, I ain't going to give it back to you. I said, for what reason? She says, I can't give you a reason. But she kept my chauffeur's license. She still got it. I'm telling you one thing, I still drive it. And I don't care who you tell I'm going to drive until they lock me up. But I don't see what right she has to take my license when I've got no restrictions on my license in 25 years or longer. But she took them and kept them anyhow. And I think a person like that working for the county, they don't know if she is working for the county. I don't know who she works for.
The license state. Office is contracted with by the state. It's, yep. It has nothing to do with the county.
She don't know nothing. I'll tell you that. And I tell her if you're sitting right there. She don't know nothing. She can't take my license, but she took it. And I haven't got one.
Okay. All right. New and old business, Meadow Lane. Anybody ready to take some action on that?
I would like to just table that till we decide what we're going to do on those roads. Myself, I know they're waiting, but till we decide how we're going to deal with, I think we got three different opinions up here on with the commission, and really didn't have time for a work session on it last week, being out of town.
Do you want to move it back for two more weeks? What do you want to do?
Well, yes, that'd be fine with me if you guys want to put a table date on it and then bring it forward. Because we just didn't have time to work on that, and it's a pretty important issue for the county.
I'm not in favor of putting it off anymore, but what's your thought there, Mr. Stravis?
My thought's the same as it was. In okay. current budget times, I don't think we should be looking to take any more roads, but knowing what the cost is to maintain a road, even we take it in, we still have obligations to it. So, but I think it's a fundamental. We've got to decide what we're going to do this entire year with roads, because this is not going to be the only request. So I think that I'd be in favor of tabling it for 2 weeks while we have a chance to meet with Frank twice to see if we can't come up with some sort of solution to roads.
How we're going to handle it.
Yeah.
Handle the process is what I would like to.
If your motion is to table it for 2 weeks from today, I'll second it. Is that what your motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second that motion.
Okay. Questions or comments? Don't see anybody here from that road, so all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. We'll talk about it again or work on it between now and bring it up again 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Okay?
The census is next.
Did you know that Mr. Welch called? Or?
Yes. I've talked to Chris, too. So...
talk to us.
The next thing is the census. Chris Welch had sent us all an email about asking us to do a resolution from the county. They're going to be putting this in a time capsule also. He was supposed to be here to speak, but because of the way the schools are canceled in Branson, I believe his turn was to watch the kids, and his wife had something else going on. So he will be here next week to give us an update on the census. Since we have the resolution done, we might as well go ahead and pass it. I know a few things that he's going to be talking about. I printed out a sample 10 question census document that he was going to talk about. And then there was some other information of what the census person would be, how you can identify a census person wearing the badges and all, and what information they will ask for and not. But I guess we'll wait for all that until Chris gets here. But if you want to read the resolution, you want me to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, excellent.
You're good with whereases.
Okay. We'll start. Proclamation in support of the census effort. Whereas an accurate census count is vital to our community and the residents' well-being by helping planners determine where to locate schools, daycare centers, roads, and public transportation, hospitals, and other facilities, and is used to make decisions concerning business growth and housing needs. And whereas more than $400 billion per year in federal and state funding is allocated to states and communities based on census data. And whereas census data ensures fair congressional representation by determining how many seats each state will have in the U.S. House of Representatives, as well as redistricting of state legislators, counties, and city councils, and voting districts. And whereas the 2010 census creates jobs and stimulates growth and increased employment opportunities in our community, and whereas the efforts collected by the census is protected by laws and remains confidential for 72 years, and whereas it is important to support census takers as they help our community complete an accurate count, now therefore we proclaim that County Attorney is committed to partnering with the U.S. Census to help ensure a full and accurate census count.
Thank you.
You're welcome. A motion to approve the proclamation.
Second. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you. While we're there, I got a letter, middle of last week, from the Census Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And it's surely sent to lots of different entities. The Census Bureau is conducting the final boundary validation program in order to provide an opportunity for you to review the Bureau's boundary data for governmental units. And it's got a CD with it. It says, please, and this is in bold print, please review our depiction of your legal boundary as well as any addresses along your boundary for accuracy and return the completed boundary validation program form within 10 days of receipt if the information is correct. And we've got a nice little form to fill out. And so we need to skip. I mean, the county, I don't see why we have to validate the boundary of the county.
I have a contact from the Southwest District. Remember at our Southwest meeting, that one lady met with all the commissioners?
Right.
We can get with her. I don't know where our responsibilities...
Our boundaries, your boundaries as the Taney County Commission is Taney County. However, if there's some contract I don't know about, obviously the census takers are going to have a certain territory that they take the census in. And I think that's more to them than it is to the Taney County Commission. But.
Well, my comment is we've been receiving information from the Census Bureau and providing them with information from our GIS database in a format that they need. And it has to do with showing them all the district lines for the cities, villages, fire districts, and even polling places. And Pansy has been the individual that I've been working with and working with the Census Bureau to put that information together. So I would suggest that that disk go to Pansy.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we get this disk to Pansy and have her take a look at it. If she doesn't see anything alarming, that I'll sign this and send this form in.
I don't think you need a motion. You can just send it down to her, but if you want to make a motion.
Signing the form. Do I need a motion for that?
To do what?
To sign this.
The boundary validation program.
They've got a form that they want signed and filled out and signed within 10 days. I've already used about 3 or 4 days.
They want it signed by the county commission, or who do they want it signed by?
Highest elected official.
You can't delegate that. So why doesn't somebody just look at that in the next hour or so, and then you can decide what to do with it?
Okay, so don't move on it now. Okay.
I wouldn't move on it now.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next, Simplex Grinnell.
I've completed my.
Somebody was looking for the file.
The Taney County Commission made a motion to approve. With the changes, I've completed the changes. I can go into the reasons why it needs to be tabled until my session a little bit later, but it would be better if you just tabled it till that session. Okay. I've got a copy of the terms and conditions with all the changes, but right now we don't have the file in front of us.
So Simplex Grinnell is the inspection contract for our sprinkler systems?
Correct.
Correct. That's just for those who want to know. And we made a motion to approve the contract pending your review.
Yeah, and I made all the necessary changes after I had the terms and conditions emailed to me.
Okay.
But we need the file before we can do anything.
All right. Motion to table the Simplex Grinnell contract until, let's say...
11 o'clock.
What is Bob's schedule, 11?
Yes. Yeah.
11 o'clock.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. What other business we have?
I was just going to bring up the sales tax revenues that were released Friday. We were down. February reflects November sales, give or take a couple days or maybe a week or so. But we were down a total of 1.35% for February reporting numbers. But for the year, we're still up 3.65%. I can pull the exact numbers, but a little surprising since we heard November sales, Christmas sales were up, but we're still up for the year, which we had projected a flat year. So we'll take year-to-date numbers as being up still. We're still happy.
We're still happy, absolutely.
And I think the other thing is that they, if I was looking at my notes properly, they're supposed to start blasting on the bluff over by the bridge this week. Is that correct? I believe
that's what I heard.
They stripped the hillside strip, so they're going to start blasting. It'll be very anticlimactic. They're going to blast in place and remove by manual, so it's not going to cover the road. At least that's by design. I believe it costs, was it $92 a minute for additional closures, I think is what the fine is. So it's going to be blasting, but removing in place, so it will not be hills of mountain and rock coming down and nothing like that. So, but they are supposed to start that this week.
Yep. Looks good. They're changing the looks of it.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to report the some things that the conference that we went to, the county commissioners all attended a three-day conference last week. When we sit here and discuss percentages of 1%, 2%, and 3%, and then we sit and listen to those four other commissioners that are talking about being down 23% last year and starting 18 and 19% off their revenues this year, kind of makes us feel like we live in a very fortunate area and can maybe supply our citizens with the needs that county resources are responsible for. And just as they stand one right after the other and come to the microphone and talk about how much their revenue stream is down, it's pretty humbling. So
they talked about the conference was a requirement by statute for all the commissioners in the state to come and get, I think it's 20 hours of training. I think there's always some debate of the value of the training, but we were there, and we did one of the more probably the more crucial important sessions was when we got together as first class counties and had roundtable discussions with other first class counties what they're dealing with. And one of the key things that they were dealing with is the same thing we started dealing with a couple weeks ago, which was the FEMA maps. They're evidently wrong pretty much across all first class counties. So they're working same problems that we're having, they're having, and so you know they made that a big point. A representative from Claire McCaskill's office was there. They were taking notes, and we're going to get to the bottom of it because since it's a federal organization, they're going to try to push, I guess, from that level to for them to reopen the maps and relook at the maps because they were pretty much across the board wrong. They were talking the same problems we had, bluffs that were for 20 years been out of the flood zone. All of a sudden, they're in the floodplain. And things like that. So they brought that up, but that was probably one of the most important sessions. I believe that at least I got out of was just having the roundtable, and of course just meeting with the other commissioners, hearing what their needs are and what their struggles are right now too, which is a lot of times decreasing revenues. So.
Yep. Art.
You said they're going to start blasting on that. Off there, it's into the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do to keep that stuff they're blasting out of the lake? How are they going to keep that out of there? I mean, they can't let that go over into the lake.
I think you're talking small charges, and they're removing it in place.
Right, they're very small charges, and then they're going to actually physically remove it in place. They will build some sort of road access up there to actually physically remove it in place, and then Because they're using that as the fill material on the other side and this side for the ramp, I guess the approaches to the bridge. So there is supposed to be very little. Like I said, you may feel a small rumble, but they've got seismographs all over the place set up. They will close the road for those blasting moments, but there's supposed to be zero debris coming down the hill. I think there's financial incentives for them not to do that.
Let's hope so.
What else?
That's all I had on my list.
Okay. Reckon we'll recess until what time? Where are we, Nikki? Oh, Donna. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I just wanted to remind the commissioners that we are short one Board of Equalization member. And we're getting ready to have another meeting.
Yeah.
So just encouraging you.
Okay.
Thank you, Don.
We've done some work on that. Try to follow it. Now what? Anything else? What's our next time? 9:45. We'll recess until 9:45. Thanks for being here.
Donna.
Mindy?